"What does a happy little programming milestone look like?" asked no one ever. I'm a firm believer that programming is the only thing that can set a person free from poverty. In the age of AI, that is even a firmer statement. And I remind you, software does not need a warehouse, and AI means you already have a team of programmers. Wow. Furthermore, know that 2026 is the age of virtual reality. The leading software is still in beta. But even local AI is now capable of converting images into 3D models that you can then add to your virtual worlds. When I started programming, I didn't know milestones existed. So today, I wanted to show you what one looks like. I want you to know that you don't need to finish your program completely to create great things, though in the age of AI, it's hard not to finish your programs, as AI loves nothing more than good ideas that it can run with. I actually attach a working flow-based programming system managed by a textual visual programming language that I named LOLS. It's a pretty nice setup, though the system doesn't really support it, and it is designed to be extensible. The fanout, or the parallel notation, where you just say input, which is the name of a pipe, and then transform, 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 output, which is again the name of the output pipe that you can reference as an input pipe somewhere else. These three transforms are actually going to run at the same time. With almost no work, you can have those three transforms run on three separate CPU cores. And when you look at this notation, input, transform, 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 output, you can very clearly see that this is the correct programming language. It's not just the language of the future. It's the language for multi-core CPUs. Yeah, very, very revolutionary. Because this is a project that is meant to make AI programming more efficient, I'm going to give you some background information. Hang on tight. I canceled my big AI, but I don't know how long that will go on for. The $20 per month AI is so useful that it becomes part of being on the internet now. But I canceled it as a triumph. I had my fill of AI research, to say the least, and finally internalized in my mind that the AI that you can rationally run at home without messing around must fit your VRAM. Your video card memory is the hard limit of what you can run at home. When your AI model doesn't fit your video RAM, you go from the breakneck speed of 70 tokens per second, you can't read anything, it's scrolling so fast, to the also quite fast 7, but, you know, it's like 10 times slower. 7 tokens per second is faster than you can read, but that's for experiments only, for when you have time to do some fancy extra work. For serious work, when you really need to get something done, your AI needs to fit the video card memory. With 18 days left on my paid AI, Claude is writing my visual programming language upstairs. It's not visual in the sense that I use the mouse. Frankly, the mouse turned out to be super slow. It's the visual in the sense that there are boxes and that there are cables. Not to sound technical, but it's based on the FFmpeg filter graph concept, but in JavaScript array notation. Originally, it was a 20-line program. Now, whatever tiny behemoth Claude is creating upstairs is full of tests and extra stuff. And, perhaps most importantly, it borrows action ideas from Node-RED. Node-RED is about general-purpose programming. FFmpeg Filter Graph is for video processing, so Node-RED is the wiser choice for now. I still want to create a visual programming language with mouse clicks and dragging little cables and whatnot, and I want to create many of them, in fact, but this time by giving AI good instructions. At the moment, the instructions are too long for the $20 AI. So it's either local AI that can program non-stop day after day, or $100 AI per month, which is way too much money, but it has less usage limits. I'll find out this year, probably local AI with instructions by a $20 AI. I think that is a fair balance. There is a problem with the visual programming language. For one, it's crazy to be using it on the phone, where the text-based visual programming language, you just put some letters and brackets and you create everything visually in your mind. And beyond that, well, you have to group nodes and create reusable actions, create reusable components, and manage the library, and give the new things icons and descriptions. There's a lot of work that graphic user interfaces demand that you kind of don't really have to worry about when you put letters in square brackets. This type of GUI work is hard on the mind. There's really quite a lot of GUI nonsense going on here. But this is good grunt work for a local AI. They love working in user interfaces like that. A human can create a simple visual programming language in a year. An AI can create a deluxe programming paradise that changes the world. Probably in a single day. This is great research for me. Well-balanced results. I am closing my visual programming chapter with AI. I have reduced the entire project to a single README file with instructions for a local AI. But again, there is something about visual programming in text that is just quite magical. The FFmpeg Filter Graph programmers discovered our minds can keep track of cables really well. Cables just connect. You never have to ask, what does a cable do? The cable does the same thing it always does. Connects action outputs to other action inputs. And in text, if you want to know where cable labeled A comes from, you look for letter A. The code editor will highlight that for you even. Originally, I was working on visual programming to help the world program. Now that AI has proven itself, it needs to be able to program the flows too. Again, the mouse problem is rather considerable here. You do not want the AI using the mouse. So the text-based visual programming is perfect here. The code that Claude is creating upstairs posed no trouble. Claude instantly identified and understood what I was doing. It can very easily read the JavaScript-based filter graph notation. It seems to be able to connect the cables in its mind just as well as we do. In closing, and I apologize, I was trying to be brief. This wonderful gibberish that you have just heard pretty much marks a revolution in AI coding, aside from the revolution in multi-core use without any special syntax or tooling. AI is wonderful, but we can't really ask AI to read out mountains of human code. human slop is atrocious. But we can ask AI to use flow-based programming or visual programming, which gives it chains and chains of little programs that it can pretty much reason about. If there is ever any trouble, and there probably won't be, the AI can tap a cable connecting two actions to inspect the data, the objects passing through it. It will sample the very tiny little things that are going over those wires and totally understand everything. Aside from you being able to write text-based visual programs, I can see how a smartphone AI can create little programs too. There's something very autocomplete about flow-based programming. So you don't need a very powerful AI to string things together, especially if you have some text documentation that it can kind of learn from. Here, in the last part, I should also mention that flow-based programming, this breakdown into actions and cables, is almost like an orchestration language, where all the confusing programming goes into the actions that the AI never has to bother with. The result of that is that the programs are pretty small, and the text-based language that I linked here is actually able to reference other text-based visual programs, so you're able to abstract complexity away even more. The programs aren't as simple as chains, they are actually graphs or trees. But I don't think that will pose a challenge even to a small AI.